This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India has welcomed the reports of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel and the role played by the US and Qatar. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated that there is no alternative to dialogue and diplomacy to address and resolve the multiple conflicts in the region. The ministry said India stands ready to play its part in these efforts in hopes that all concerned parties will work towards sustained peace and stability. US President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. Mr. Trump said he had told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Israeli planes that were headed towards Iran. US President warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes in Iran following a call between Mr. Netanyahu and President Trump. On the other hand, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that his country will respect the truce as long as Israel does. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi yesterday.
Hamari senaon ne Bharat mein bane hathiyaron se dushman ko 22 minute mein ghutne tekne ke liye majboor kar diya. Mujhe vishwas hai aane wale samay mein made in India hathiyaron ka danka puri duniya mein bajega.
National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has called for an urgent need to shun double standards in the fight against terrorism and to take decisive actions against UN proscribed terrorists and entities. Addressing the 20th meeting of the Security Council Secretaries of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states in Beijing yesterday, Mr. Doval highlighted the need to reject double standards in the fight against terrorism and to take decisive actions against terrorists and dismantle their terror ecosystems. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has authorised the Chief of Defence Staff CDS and Secretary of Department of Military Affairs to issue joint instructions and orders for all the three services. This is a major step towards modernization and transformation of the armed forces. In a statement, Defence Ministry said the decision makes a shift from the earlier system wherein instructions and orders related to the two or more services were issued by each service separately. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has stated that the NDA government is encouraging nuclear and renewable energy production in the country. He was talking to the media in Patna yesterday after chairing a day-long regional conference of power ministers of eastern states. The minister said all the states have been asked to plan at least one nuclear power in their region and uphold the production of renewable energy. He said the minister has chalked out a plan and strategy for the need of electricity for the next 10 years by 2035. Election Commission will begin special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar in view of the upcoming assembly elections in the state. The Commission yesterday issued instructions in this regard. The objective of an intensified revision is to ensure that the names of all eligible citizens are included in the electoral roll to ensure transparency in the electoral process. The booth level officer will be conducting house-to-house surveys for verification during the process of this intensive revision. Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. Two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra has clinched the men's javelin throw title at the Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 Athletics in Czechia. Reigning the world champion, Neeraj won the title with a best effort of 85.29 metres on his third attempt. Dow Smith of South Africa with 84.12 metres and Anderson Peters of Grenada with 83.63 metres finished second and third respectively. And that is the end of this news bulletin.